Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dina Marie Epperson. Dina is a renowned visionary, creative artist with many talents and professional undertakings. She is known widely for her work as a master healer, a spiritual teacher, and a public speaker. And she also has a wonderful book she's going to tell us about, Snippets of Peace, My Devotion. Welcome, Dina.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you here, Dina. So for people that haven't had the pleasure of getting to know you yet, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose, where you're just making such a big contribution to people all over the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share. It came to me this morning as I was sitting just after my meditation, and I just started getting words filtering in, and it was really simple. From the beginning. It was from the beginning. Everything really takes place from the beginning. You know, when we were kids, we kind of already knew what we were about. We knew what we wanted. We knew what was fun and what we wanted to give. And so that's what I got from the beginning. You know, my life has pretty much been a journey of the project of the development of Dina Epperson. We were raised in various foster care families, my sister and brothers and I. And I was fortunate to be placed in the care of Reverend and Mrs. Vaughn. And they came to the place where they decided they were going to make sure that we, their foster children, got what we needed to be productive in the world. And so my education began with my foster father having me meet him every Saturday, 10 in the morning, where I would come and be in his study. So what he gave me was religious texts about the world, the universe, the stars. And this is in the 60s, you know, so we didn't have the internet yet. So there was a lot of books to go through. And today still I love reading. I have a large library myself, and being there with Daddy every day, the job was to prepare material for what he felt I should be doing. So we were working on stage presentation, speech writing, and speech delivery, and we'd go through all of the books and pull out material, and then once a month I'd get on the road, and he and I would go and travel from church to church to church to church, and I would give speeches. And, you know, I'm between the ages of 10 and 14 doing this. And so I gave welcome addresses and response to the welcome addresses. And depending on the occasion, whatever it was that was needed, that the little girl was up there giving her talk. And I
wow.
realized the other day that, wow, this was actually fun. I wish that had continued through, you know, my 20s. But, you know, life changes. And with the changes come new opportunities if we're paying attention, you know. So my foster mother, her gift to my development was the mission of in the service. That was her dedicated service, was mission. We were a missionary church, and Mama went out making sure that the shut-ins had what they needed. And, of course, all of us kids had to tag along because that's what she was doing. So we went, and what I learned from that is that there are a lot of people who are alone, and they don't want to be. And the loneliness causes them to fall ill, and that illness causes them to end their lives or die sooner than they may naturally have. So the little girl, again, that was the mission. I went through my neighborhood and met everybody, knocked on the doors, tapped on the windows. And for those people who were open, they let me in. I would come in and we sit and talk. And for those people who didn't have family, then I came to visit regularly. It was fun. I learned a lot from sitting with the old people. You know, there was a history of information shared with me, and I took it all in. So I get that period of my life was about learning how to feed the soul. And as a young woman, I'm now moved into my early 20s where I'm learning how to heal the body. So I'm in the practice of medicine now, with conventional medicine yet, with under the tutelage of Dr. Frederick Pobier, is a highly established medical doctor in Beverly Hills. And he had a very large practice with a lot of very famous people and infamous people as well. And from that, I learned it doesn't matter who you are. We are all the same, and we are all here with a gift to give, and that we should never look up. We should never look down. The communication is taking place heart to heart, face to face, and eye to eye. You know, you can feel the energetic connection with people no matter who they are. So that was a good education for me to have, I think, as a young woman, to learn that there's no hierarchy here in terms of who we are as people, as a race of people. And
That is beautiful. So beautiful. And go ahead, were you going to add to that?
Well, yeah, there's I can add to it later. There's just a lot. As I sat and read that book, wanting to come in this morning, you literally have been put on a program of learning what is needed to live here, how to feed the soul, how to heal the body, how to feed the spirit, the mind, you know, how to connect. And all of that is taking place just through the synchronicities of living.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So how did you decide to turn all this learning and all of the sharing that you do with people on a regular basis in such a wonderful, powerful, healing way into writing a book?
That's a really good question, because I became a real estate agent after medicine. You remember AIDS hit pretty strongly in the 80s, and I was working very closely with the liquids of the body. I pricked myself a couple of times, and my children were small. They were young, and for me, that was a choice point. I decided it was time for me now to leave this medical profession and to do something else. There are lots of talents and abilities that we all carry, and so it's time to branch out and search some of mine. I loved real estate, so I became a real estate professional. That didn't work well after I moved 75 miles away from the market. So my children are small people, and I love them, and I wanted to spend time with them and educate them myself, you know, not have the babysitter do it. So I moved out of that field, and we opened up a video store in the town of Acton. And when we opened up that video store, it was such an amazing opportunity to connect with people, lots of people, in a one-to-one, face-to-face way. You know, they would come in and talk about their lives, and I found that by sharing with people in such an intimate way, oh, well, for buying a video, what is the choice for the family tonight? I was able to give them something that I wasn't able to give before, and it was my feeling and my thoughts and my abilities to share and communicate based on what they needed, you know, so it was like a reflective listening and a reflective communicating that was happening between us, and I thought, well, this is amazing. So once we closed down that video store after about 7 years, I went to work for Caltrans so that I could learn how to drive heavy equipment, how to handle heavy equipment. The movie Independence Day had come out, and I saw that if there's a disaster, a tragedy, what can I do? How can I help? And if, you know, there's a large amount of people trapped, will I be able to do anything? And so I went to learn to handle heavy equipment. And Caltrans, the Department of Transportation in the state of California, kept saying, it's their mantra, these are our customers. These are our customers. And that locked it in my head as I looked back upon my life. It's always been about service. life has always been about service. And in order to provide the best service, I had to provide the best me, which means further education in my mind. So an ad came on while I was driving one day, and it was about hypnotherapy. So, like, do people always come to you for advice? Are they always calling you to get your opinion? I'm like, well, yes. So I became a hypnotherapist immediately, and it was there that things really took off in terms of my spiritual education and my healing education and my desire to be of greater service. My time there, I became a hypnotherapist. I was also studying massage therapy at the same time. And it was during that course of study that I met the man who would become my husband. And he gave me a book which changed the course of my life, and that was The Course in Miracles. And it was The Course in Miracles that put me on track to where I am today. That was the beginning. It asked me to look at myself and ask questions of myself and go very deep. I learned how to meditate there, although I had been meditating before and didn't really know it. You know, having internal adventures I didn't realize was meditation, but it turns out that we've been a yogi in the past life, so it makes sense that we had done it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So then how did the book come about?
It was The Course in Miracles that did it. When I was going through my first round with it, I got to lesson 50, and I couldn't get past it. I put it down. And then my marriage dissolved. It was 1 year of marriage with him, and I think that was simply to get me that gift. With a girlfriend, I started the study of Catherine Ponder and affirmations. And during that course of study, it led me back around to The Course in Miracles, where I actually started reading it. I did the work. And in doing the work, a dam opened up. It broke. It released all of this amazing, I didn't even put it in the book, amazing poetry just started flowing, instructions on how to live, fully being, I was a channel in those moments because I couldn't keep up with what was flowing through. The writing was coming so fast. I had to grab whatever piece of paper I could find. So there's like, I'm writing in a spiral on a little bitty piece of a napkin, you know, trying to get it all in. In a church service I went to visit with my daughter, the program was covered from front to back and just writing. It's not me writing, it's just writing, channeling through. So that's how it happened. You know, I took those writings and it encompassed like about 600 pages of text. Like, well, this section right here is so, this is my devotion. I remember what it felt like when I was here with this part. And this is just what happened in the early morning, you know, that 4:30 to 5 o'clock, 3:30 part of the day where you're more clear. And I just kept writing. And so I decided to offer that section of the writings, my devotion to people, because there are thoughts there that can help you change your mind. There are thoughts there that can help you change your life. I mean, it's basically the order that it happened for me. I learned to change my mind, which has changed my life.
Wow, that is so, so powerful. So what do you hope people that read the book will take away from it?
The knowing that whenever, and it doesn't matter what it is we're thinking about, but whenever our minds get on a track of chatter that just doesn't feel good, that just is not serving us, that just really literally does you no good but break down, because we're going to create all of that which we were thinking. If that's not what you really want your life to be about, then you have choices. You can stop that track of negative rolling train. And for 17 seconds, insert a new thought. The book has 308 new thoughts. Pick any one you like. Spend 17 seconds with that thought, and then after that, another 68 seconds of new dialogue, tracing where you want to go now, who you want to be now, what life is going to be about for you and the world, because we literally can use this to save our world, to create a new world. It's thought that creates. It's feeling that creates. And in this particular small book of affirmative thought is lots of choices.
Oh, that, again, that's so unbelievably powerful and really empowering for the individuals listening to know that they can make so many changes on their own just because of wanting to do it. And you're so good at being able to encourage people to do that. So let me ask you, if you were looking at the work you've done, you've had all of these amazing experiences that brought you around to this incredible, you know, vocation and passion as a healer and, you know, a really strong spiritual source. How would you like to see your work and your book impact, like, the world? If you were to look at it almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you, Dina?
Thank you. Oh, that question is giving me goosebumps because I try to do this without tears. In each and every one of us, in our lives, in every moment of our lives, we are standing at a place where we are making a choice. The choices that we make, hold on a second. The choices that we make are based upon how we are thinking and how we are feeling. And if we are thinking and feeling and holding a very low vibrational state, we're having a very dense experience with life right now. If we're holding higher vibrational thoughts and feelings, we're going to have a lighter experience of the whole experience of being alive. And so what that does is gives us the choice in the moment, do I want to live a life that lifts me up or a life that tears me down? The choice is in the thinking, and we have new choices, at least 308 so far today.
Oh, gosh, that is so, so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today. It's been absolutely inspirational for me, and I'm sure for our listeners. And I know that your wonderful book, Snippets of Peace, My Devotion, can be found in all the major bookstores, including Amazon. But is there a place where people could connect with you if they would like to learn more or just be able to tap into your wisdom?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Once a month, now this is for people in the Southern California area, but once a month, actually we've done a lot of it online, so you can always go to YouTube. But anyway, once a month, at the time of the full moon, we hold a monthly full moon healing meditation ceremony. And this is with an organization called Spiritual Unity Movement. And we have people come from all over the county. We have speakers who come in from all over the world who share their wisdom and their knowledge and their desire to uplift humanity with the attendees that evening. We have a meditation, which is all about saving the planet, changing the vibration, raising the vibration. We have the speaker and the musician who completely uplift and meld together as a joint unit for helping to elevate the consciousness of the people there that night so that when we do go into meditation, we're operating at our highest frequency. And so that's one of the things that is available. And the website is www.spiritualunitymovement.org.
Fabulous. Dina, thank you so much for being with us today. It's just been such a pleasure. And we're just so excited about the promotion of your book and all of the great work we're doing together. And I just love spending time with you. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, and I'm truly excited about our work together as well. You guys are wonderful. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.